Hey, welcome to Wolf Talk. Okay, so welcome to Wolf Talk. I'm Wolf, and I got my co-host next to me, and we got...
Rockstar Life, one word, three eyes.
Anyway, we got TJ with me.
Well, I'm glad we took it over. I'm having some audio issues at the moment, so you'll have to get, I'm hearing everything by tripping. I'm going to have to fix this real quick.
So how are you doing today, Rockstar Life?
You know, every day alive is another day to thrive. Not merely to survive, but one day we're going to thrive. I promise you that. Doesn't matter how deep something can go, how difficult something is, it's just nothing but another day to strengthen your inner core.
Awesome.
You know, what about y'all? How are y'all? This is awesome. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you guys so much for having me on.
You're so very welcome.
I hate to do this, but I'm going to have to get out and come back in because I can't understand anything.
No, you're so fine.
It's my vernacular. I know.
No, I'm hearing everything like on repeat, like three times over. It's like a sensory overload.
Oh my gosh.
You are good.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So how are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful. I have a lot going on. I have a bunch of shows coming up this month.
Awesome.
I have...
Where about?
So it's going to be in Largo, St. Pete, in Clearwater. March 2nd, Sounds of the City, Volume 1. That's in Clearwater. March 8th at Bar 548 in downtown St. Pete, the happening place of downtown. That's where I'm going to be at. March 22nd with Face Smell at doing the Villains Only Tour and Heartwork with Marcus T. Cleveland and Kane James. It's going to be fantastic.
So what state is that?
Florida.
Florida?
I'm a Florida boy, born and bred. Can't you tell by my vernacular?
Well, that's awesome. You sound like you got a lot of shows planned coming up.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Oh, yes, ma'am. And we got a tour coming up in a couple months here. We're doing the Hazmat Kids tour with Face Melt, B-Zeke, Palm Packed, D-Berg, SBE, and a couple other awesome artists are also going to be on there. Level 13 is going to be on there as well. It's going awesome. To be an amazing time. We're going to 28 cities. We're going to, I think the farthest north we're going to is Minnesota. I might be wrong on these things because it's still like all in the works. And the farthest west we're going is Colorado.
So you're going to be up around Ohio at any point?
I am. Are you? Oh,
I'm in Ohio.
O-H?
O-A-I-O.
I-O, baby, let's go! Let's go. You know what my mom's favorite thing to make me for dessert is?
What, Buckeyes?
Buckeye. I love Buckeyes. funny story real quick. My mom's family is from Ohio.
Okay.
My dad's family is from Michigan.
Oh, hell.
And so you see why they didn't work.
Please tell me it was over a football game. That would be so funny.
I wish. That would be awesome. It was because of me. But, you know, other than that.
That was the weirdest thing I've ever had. So everything, I closed everything and I was still hearing the podcast somehow. I had to like completely reboot. That was the weirdest thing. Like it was like playing three times over and over and I couldn't hear it. I couldn't understand.
Oh.
just nothing but problems today. So yeah, I apologize.
You have a bald man with three eyes on your platform. This is what happens. Things just overload.
So you're going to be around Ohio in June 22nd. Please say yes.
Oh, tour doesn't start
till the end of July going into August.
Oh.
What is June 22nd?
I have a big event going on. I have 9 artists coming to play at Summit County Fairgrounds.
Really?
Yeah.
Now,
it's called Wolfapalooza.
So what we're going to have to do is talk off of here, and okay. There's a chance I might be able to come there.
Okay. Well, his family's from Ohio. In Michigan.
Just figured that out.
Yep. Oh, that's cool. Well, my mom's from Ohio. Oh. My dad's from Michigan.
Oh, it's so weird. Almost, I'd say at least 60% of the people we've talked to lately all end up saying they're in Ohio or we're just in Ohio or So, yeah, that's pretty funny.
Yeah, well, TJ's from Oklahoma. He's not going to understand what you mean by Ohio, Michigan.
Oh, okay. So there's a feud there. So, a little history.
Oh, no, I understand.
There's a little sliver of land right there where Ohioans and Michiganans, whatever you call them, they were fighting over this land for a couple years and 18-something. And the dispute never really ended, so they've just been mortal enemies, and now it's just football, pretty much. Buckeyes.
Yeah, it all has to do with football.
No, I knew that part of it, so...
It's a fun little factoid. I got a little bit. There's something that comes with having a crystal ball on top of your head.
You rub it and a little genie comes out?
Something else, but I mean, it could turn into a genie.
Oh, jeez.
The beautiful thing about life is no matter what your shortcomings are, you got to be able to laugh at it. And the fun fact of the matter is I chose this style because I love it. There's just something about just scratching your head. It's like scratching that itch you can never itch. You know?
Okay.
I've had a shaved head once or twice. Like I had to do that for football when I was in college. There was a couple times where They made the whole team shave our head for some stupid reason. I don't even remember now, but
yep, I believe it. No, when I was in wrestling, one of the people that we were with, he got diagnosed with cancer, had to do the whole thing. Everyone on the team shaved their head, except for a couple people, and well, I'm sad to say I was one of those couple people that didn't do it. So I was like, I'm never losing my hair. I'm never shaving my head. And then I shaved my head and I sent a picture. I was like, hey, bro, I'm with you now. He was very, very happy. I'll tell you what.
So tell us about how you got into music.
So when I was I've been loving music ever since I was a child. It's to say things without saying things, it was my escape from reality. So basically, it was, when you don't have a lot going on, not a good stuff going on, you find the good in the small things. One of the small things for me was just music, listening to people just sing along. It's when I found were like the happiest moments of my like first memories are like people like happily singing along to songs. So in my mind, I'm like, okay. If I can get people to sing along, they'll be happy. No, but sometimes, yes, it depends on what you want. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I worked on this craft. Now, I have this very weird annotation where I don't think I'm talented at all. In my mind, talented means you're immediately good at something. I'm skilled. I've had to work my ass off just to get from shit to, can I cuss? Just to get from shit to really bad. I had to work my ass off there and, you know, continuously working on it. I remember I shot my first music video when I was in the second grade, and everything I've ever done, I've written. I've never done no remixes. I've never karaoke'd what karaoke'ing is. I never done that. Because it just, I like to be authentic in what's going on in my life and I like to portray my life into art. So anytime you hear any song of mine, if you listen to anything in my catalog, if you listen to at least two songs in my catalog, you'll notice a couple things. One, every song sounds different. Every single song has a different vibe. Two, I have multiple different genres. What do you want? I got it, except for country at the moment. I'm working on that. But another thing is everything's authentic. Everything's all real. everything's mostly emotional based, because as humans, we get so used to the logical thinking that we forget about the emotional side of things. And now, how do we address the emotional repercussions of some consequences that happen from something that we don't even know? We don't know. That's when music comes in. Like, there's been times where I wanted to, I've tried many times to, and a lot of times there was a song. There was that one song that just pushed me through it, that just made me be like, you know what? Boom, I got my tears out. I'm all cried out now. Everything's going to be okay. So I had that experience. My first experience was, in order for people to have fun and be happy, they got it. Like, the most fun they'll have, the most happiest I've seen people is people singing along. Been through that as really young. Flash forward a couple years. Then I'm the most sad I've ever been in my life. I needed music in order to fucking survive. So I was like, these songs saved my life. And I'm fortunate enough and have been blessed enough to have been able to work so hard in order to gain the ability to make such songs that have saved a couple, not a lot, yet people's lives. Having someone come up to you and say, your song, I was going to kill myself and then I listened to your song and now I'm not going to do it. That's all I do it for. That's all I do it for. That's it. That's it. It's a really weird way of looking. I don't do this for fame, for money, right, for bitches, for I don't do it for none of that. I do this to help people get through their emotions, because I needed to get through my emotions more than anybody, because I didn't know. So when I learned how to actually help myself, let me help others now.
Well, I think TJ's got a song that's one of yours.
I did. I was going to ask if there was anything you wanted to talk about it before I play a little portion of it. Was it Lala? Is that the name of it?
Yes. So Lala will be the first music video coming out on Vevo. I can't tell you the date. I can tell you it's really soon. We worked very hard on this. This song is about a toxic friendship that needed to end. And this was me basically my subconscious telling my conscious, because the song's pretty much freestyled, to, you're not in a safe place anymore. You need to walk away. This is me telling myself I need to walk away, and I know I need to walk away, but I'm not strong enough to walk away. So I'm gonna lie to myself saying I'm okay. This is what the song is. It's one of my favorite ones to perform. It's a nice little rock vibe. It was one of my first real rock records that I did. We performed this a couple times with some drums. Very awesome. I love this song. The music video is about a toxic relationship as well, but domestic violence, though, of like the woman beating the man, because it can be interpreted both ways.
Right. Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, let me play a little portion of it here real quick. I'll pull it up.
Bounce, 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 going crazy. I just watched it. I did that all for nothing. Volcanoes with cold eruptions. It don't make sense. You threw me away. You treat me like I'm trash. I still don't understand how you do it like that. From best friend to stranger, I knew in the past I'm heading to danger. My back has been set. It ain't that easy. I can't just walk away. Everybody lying when they speak into my face. Swearing is forever. Stay. And now I'm lying to myself, saying it's it's okay, like la 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 la, it's okay, like la 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 la, it's okay, like la la.
All right. If I'd known you were going to do that, I would have put you front and center during the
I love my music. What can I say?
That's a really good song.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, no, I did too. Yeah, I listened to it a couple times when I was downloaded it earlier to put on the for our podcast. But yeah, hey, just, you know, kind of how you mentioned, you know, you kind of play a little bit of everything. Kind of seems like you have a genre for everything. So what kind of influences you, you know, like what inspires you to, or inspired you to want to, like, any specific artist or anyone that?
Growing up or nowadays?
Either one.
Well, growing up, it was, 100%, it was Linkin Park and Lil Wayne. By the way, y'all can fight me over this. Anybody that watches this, y'all can fight me over this. Lil Wayne is the best rapper of all time. Just saying that, throwing that out there. Disagree with me down below, whatever you want. Whatever. Lil Wayne's the best. He beats everybody. Kendrick, Cole, everybody he beats. But anyways, so that was growing up. Nowadays, but so since I loved Lil Wayne, I love Linkin Park, but I didn't really know how to sing. And still, I'm getting there. But so I would always rap. I would rap, rap. I'd be able to rap and rhyme. I was a very good rhymer. And then I'm like, well, it's not really like the emotion I'm feeling. Like the emotion I'm feeling isn't rapping. The emotion I'm feeling is more like, it ain't that easy. I can't just walk away. Everybody lying when they speak into my face. It's more of like a slow, melancholy-ish, where I'm still rhyming, but I'm singing, but I'm not. And it's more of I'm talking to you about how I'm feeling. So right. Nowadays, it's based on my emotion. If I'm happy, I'm going to say some happy shit. But 9 times out of 10, if you listen to my lyrics, my happiest sounding songs are really the saddest. My saddest sounding songs are sometimes the happiest, not all the time though, but they're most positive and by nature.
Right. It's
kind of like how, you know, Andre 3K, 3000's Hey Yeah. You know what the song's about? The song's about divorce. And so it's like a really dark subject. That's not really dark, but it's a really negative subject, but in such a happy manner. So I kind of – he also influenced me in that way where, hey, I can get this message across of what I'm feeling, and I don't have to make it sound like that thing. Because the way I like to do it is if I – like for instance, that song, I made La La in order to basically tell myself I need to walk away. It ain't that easy. I can't just walk away. I need to walk away because I'm lying to myself. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So in order to do that, I could have been like, it ain't that easy. I can't just walk away. But instead of doing that, I was like, let me make it upbeat so I can make that thing that I know I need to do more positive.
Well, that's understand why. And plus it makes you dance around. So, I mean.
Yeah, exactly. It's fun. You got to have fun with it. Life is. You only get one. You only got one, so you got to live a life worth living. 5, 6, live a life worth living.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what we've started doing all this. You know, we kind of pursued our dream of, you know, well, you know, we kind of met because she interviewed our band, and then we decided we were going to do this together because, you know, we kind of had the same goal. We kind of wanted to help other artists because we know how hard it is to get out there. And you know, even when you do have good music, it's a grind every single day, you know.
Hence Wolfapalooza.
Yeah. That's
I might be there. I might be there.
Hopefully.
I'm like this. Whatchamacallit? The thing with this business that a lot of people don't understand is, granted, I do not see myself as successful right now in professionally. However, I see myself as successful in chasing progress. Every single day, I'm one step closer because I'm making one step. And right. The more steps I climb, the steeper that hill gets, the harder it gets, the more there's no such thing as being stuck in your ways in this business. It is always change. In the background, the things you do when nobody is watching, that is what is most important. When no one's around you, to be able to be like, yo, bro, you're awesome. Yay, you. When no one's doing that and everyone's like, why the fuck are you doing this, you dumbass? That's when it matters. When no one believes in you, because fucking for years, I've been doing this for 10 years now. No one believed in me until like maybe 3 years ago. Maybe it might have been two. You know, and I'm just keep going. Doesn't matter. You can tell me I suck all day. Okay, cool. You can tell me I'm never going to be anything in my life. Okay, cool. You can say that I'm wasting my time. Okay, cool. Your opinion isn't going to influence my love for my craft.
Right.
The passion does not go away just because one person has something to say. The only thing that really has something to say is whatever the hell is in that artist's brain. So if you can't, if you're an artist and you're listening to this right now and you have mom, dad, cousins, uncles, friends saying that you're wasting your time, keep going. But here's the other part of that. Don't just keep going. Keep experimenting. Keep improving yourself as a person, as an individual, as an artist, as a brand. Try new things. Don't get stuck in your way. Keep doing it. Don't trip over yourself. Run past where you want to go.
I definitely know how you feel 100% because I have – I won't say – there's definitely some people like that was kind of that way. Oh, or, you know, after a month, they were already like, oh, it's not going yet.
Yeah. There's a lot of those. For instance, when I was in high school, right – I made a whole mixtape on this little program called Audacity. And if you know anything about engineering or mixing, you probably heard of Audacity. It is the free program that is, how do I say this? You know what compost is? It's worse than that. It's trash. All right. It's terrible. Do not mix on Audacity.
Well, it's called compost for a reason.
Exactly. So don't do it. So I mixed a whole mixtape on there in high school. I burned them all to CDs. I'm giving them all away. And well, I was bullied my whole life, but man, after I gave away those CDs, wow, I was not prepared for the amount of hate that I was going to get, which was fine. Because then I just got used to hate so much that now when people actually love what I'm doing or even like what I'm doing, I'm very like, really? You like that song? Really? I'm not used to it yet still, and it's been years, right? But right. I've had same bullies from 8-9 years ago hit me up in just the past couple months. It's always after I hit an accomplishment. It's always after I hit some sort of milestone.
Right.
Whatever. A song gets 10K, song gets 100K, whatever. One of those milestones that one of the old people that used to like literally – I remember one of the dudes literally was like, you know what I think about your CD? Fucking trash. Stop. Quit. You are not a rapper. You culture vulture and all this other shit, right? The same person that did that DM'd me 2 months ago saying, see, I always told you I knew you were going to make it. Tell you did it.
Why? I feel like you and me have a similar history on stuff like that.
I feel like as artists, our experiences are universal on a very deep level. Like, for instance, my not even with any form of art. For instance, me and my buddy Firm do a podcast called The Real Firm Podcast on youtube.com/@realfirm. And we do the same thing. We content. It's on Firm's channel. I'm just like a co-host or something. I'm just helping a friend out. It's, you know what right. I mean? I'm having fun with it. You know, we're doing things together. We're making everything all nice. Boom, boom, boom. We're back and forth in ideas. Two minds are always better than one, unless one mind is shit. Then you just got shit. I mean, but we do a podcast and everything like that. We have big ideas and this, and this, right? And it really takes a village to do anything in life. Raise a child takes a village. Make a song? You can make a song by yourself. You want to market it? That takes a village.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh my God. So hard.
or it'll take a truckload of cash. One of the two.
Hey, I said the same thing. However, where does that truckload of cash go? To a whole bunch of different people. That's basically a village right there.
Yeah. It's just the village gets its cut. Yeah.
Exactly. They gotta get their cut. It was funny. I had my little brother in the studio with me for a song that's coming out in November called Break Me Down, which is it's the one. But anyways, and that's not even just my opinion, that is many people's opinion that I've heard the song so far. We've actually performed it, we started shooting a music video for it. We've had what's it called when people are like pushing each other in the crowd and stuff like that? Mosh pit. That's the word. I had a couple mosh pits long, and it's just amazing. But anyway, so when recording that, I had my little brother who was 20. He's turning 21 in a couple days, actually. And whatchamacallit? He was there for 9 hours with just making this stuff, boom, 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 right? He's like, man, I never knew how much work it actually took to do all this. Like, I respect this so much more. I was like, yeah, this is just a normal Tuesday for me.
Well, he pretty much based on new upcoming songs.
Mm-hmm.
So you said earlier you're going to go on tour here soon too.
Yes sir. So we're going to be going all over the place. It's a 29 city tour. I think the farthest north we're going is Minnesota. The farthest west we're going is Colorado, and that's the Hazmat Kids tour. It starts at the end of July. This was with Face Melt and B-Zeke, SBE, Palm Pact, Jeep Berg, a whole bunch of really awesome artists. It's such a big deal for independent artists because this is an independently run tour by Face Melt in order to like get all the artists that are like killers on stage. Like, we have some serious assassins on this bill. And we're going all around, merch, everything like that. It's going to be a great, great, great time. And it's cool, too, because it's coming like right after I drop the ZP.
That's awesome.
That's good timing. So, yeah, that'll give me a full push, all that music right then and there. So,
oh, yeah. The EP is going to be fun, too, because actually, you guys will be the first one to hear about this because I haven't told anybody publicly this yet. So you see this bald head of mine?
Yeah.
See this bald head of mine? So I thought it'd be very fun to make it an EP of 6 clean songs and call it Mr. Clean's EP.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's going to be wonderful.
I guess you'll have to have the mop and the ear or the ring.
Well, we'll have something along the lines of awesome. Let's just say that. There's going to be if memory serves me correctly, there's going to be 3 different genres on this EP. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be a whole bunch of. It's going to be amazing. My little brother, produced by Micro. Shout out to Micro. Produced by Micro. He actually produced one of the songs. Splash Gang, shout out Splash Gang. He produced some of the songs as well, as well as some other very, very talented producers that are on the team. And I'm just very blessed to be in this situation. I, like I said, I don't consider myself successful, but on the internals, I feel like I'm very successful with the people that I have around me that are here, that are just supportive, that are just there, that are, you know, genuine and authentic. Speaking of authentic, shout out to Authentic. You're awesome. I love you. Best engineer in the world and a great drummer. I love Authentic. But there's just so many great people in my life right now, and I'm so grateful for that. And gratitude is just something that I love to hold dear to me because it just makes you feel good about everything going on. Like, right. I wake up every day, I'm like, I can smell, I can breathe, I can hear, I can see, I can taste, I can walk,
yep.
I can talk.
Yep.
Beautiful. And, you know, like, it's absolutely, like the people around me, especially like the person I made the song about, La La, that I had to walk away from. I thought at that point in time, I'm never going to be able to get a team around me. I was like, this is never going to happen. I'm never going to get people that actually support me. If this person didn't support me, how, no one can.
Right.
No. You just got to push past it. Do it by yourself. Do it confidently. And now this team, oh, God, it's the best. I was telling everybody about this. These literally things I was been dreaming about for 6-7 years. One of my dreams, something so simple, was being able to be in a room with me and three other people and all of us working separately on the common goal, on a common thing. Just all of us working, not talking, just working on something. That's happened so many times this year. It's not even fun. Every time it happens, I just look around, I'm like, these are my people.
Well, it's always nice to get to work with people that you enjoy being around too, and that inspire you back and forth. You know, that's kind of the way we've been too. You know, and all that. You know, it always like that. Those things always come together unexpectedly, and then when they do work, then they really work. You know, oh,
bro, I tell you what, in the last I've made a lot of progress over the last 5 years, but it doesn't even come close to the last 6 months that I've been with my team. And mind you, 90% of like the progress is things the public will never see, is things no one will know about. But those are the things that count the most. Like I said, things that you will never know of. Those are the things that like really matter. Like everything, right. Business, planning, preparing. This whole year is already planned for. It's done. What are we doing next year? What are we doing in 5 years from now? What are we doing in 10 years? Where are we at? You know, it's a beautiful thing to have the right people. And you appreciate it so much more. Like I appreciate it so much more now, because before I had this great group of people, I had the worst. So when you go from the worst to the best, it's amazing. I'm eternally grateful for them.
Absolutely.
And you'll have to let us know too when your music video comes out. We'll be sure to push it out, or maybe have you back on, you know, at some point too. So,
oh my God, you want to do a breakdown with me? I can break down what every single scene means.
We can.
No, that will most definitely be awesome. That would be entirely awesome.
You could do a little premiere. We could do like a little premiere, you know, show it out to your follower and then explain how.
Or we could actually do a show right before it comes out, and be like a little show right before it comes out. That'd be kind of cool.
That'd be really cool. That would be really cool. We'll have to talk about that.
Okay. Because
there's a whole lot of stuff in the works.
All right.
There's a whole lot of stuff.
So where can everybody find your stuff?
So you can find me everywhere. At Rockstar Life with One Word and Three Eyes. Anywhere. Google. ROCKSTARLIIFE.com. preferably go there. It's a lot easier. Everything else is there. So wherever you want, what do you want? You want this. You want music. You want music videos. You want Spotify. You want Apple Music. You want blah, 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 blah. Whatever you want, it's on there. Just go to rockstarliife.com.
All right.
I have to say, you definitely have about the most energy of anyone we've interviewed.
I know. It's so awesome.
I was just born with I never let my inner child out, my inner excitement out. Never let that out. I'm never letting it go. He's trapped in there with me in my basement, though, you know, chained up.
In your basement, yeah.
You know.
All right. Well, thank you for joining.
Thank you so much for having me on.
No problem. Hey, yeah, it's great getting to meet you. We'll definitely have you back on, and we'll talk about that at some point. And if you can come out to the show, we'll all get to meet, and you'll get to see our band too. We'll maybe get to all play together. So.
Well, he liked corn. I was bouncing around when Torn was playing.
I couldn't tell what the hell was going on at the beginning. It was like I heard it like four times. It was crazy. I'd never had that happen before. It was the craziest thing. But
it was the ball man's fault.
No, that was
when in doubt, blame the ball man.
It even was doing it when I closed everything. So that was the weirdest part of it. It was still playing the podcast. I was like, where is it playing the podcast from? Big bad Apple issue, I guess. I do all the video editing. So there's no telling. I've got so much stuff jam packed on my computer. At any point, it's about to self destruct.
Oh, trust me. I understand. As someone who does the video work, who does the mixing and mastering, who does the promoting, who does a lot of this stuff. Thank God for the people around me, because I don't have to do everything by myself anymore. But it takes a lot out of your system, especially when you have a lot of backlog work. And then it's like, wow.
Yeah, that's what I do. So I do at least all the mixing and mastering, like stuff we do on YouTube or acoustic stuff. I don't do the electric out. We had a Grammy award like Songbird. That was a Grammy winning producer who mixed that one. But I do all the acoustic stuff. But it's a grind. I mean, especially when you're the artist too. I can't even imagine, because our lead was doing it. I don't know if they'd just sending out smoke signals getting people to come out to the shows.
Yeah, it's man, I'll tell you what, a lot of people don't understand this, but there's, when it comes to being an artist nowadays, it's not just make music. Make music's the fun part.
Yeah.
It's only 20% of the business. The rest of it is the business mind. Oh, you want videos? You want to promote yourself? All right, got to shoot the content. All right, boom. You got to edit the content. All right, boom. You want a music video? Shoot it. Edit it. Boom, boom, boom. Also, are you broke? Because I am. So I can't afford a video editor. So I'm going to do that too. Oh, wait. We have a show. Let's promote it. How do we promote it? I'll figure it out. Don't worry about it. It's a whole lot.
You got to buy merch along with all that.
Speaking of merch.
don't forget all the scam promoters that come in contact you every 5 minutes.
Oh, I've gotten scammed so many times. It's not even funny. Here's the thing. There's a lot of predators out there. Like, I care. And I am trying to be successful in this business. And when you care and you're trying, you tend to get effed over a lot.
Yep.
So, So sometimes there will be a service that will be like, hey, we want to do this for you. And you're like, well, let me check to see what you are like. All right. Seem legit. All right. I'm going to use you. Not legit. And then you get fucked over, and then you can't do anything about it.
And you're $20,000 in the hole.
I can see the pain on your face, so that's definitely.
Yeah.
So pretty much that's where I stand, where you got to do it yourself, because if you don't do it yourself, then you're fucked.
And if you don't do it yourself, they're not going to have the passion you are about it anyways, you know. So
that goes down to like transactional relationships. You ever notice this, right? Have you ever seen someone that's only doing something for money, right? Only doing something. That's all they care about is money. They don't give a fuck about nothing. They don't care. All right. I'm going to ask you this. All right. You ever met somebody that like works at a restaurant, right? they work at a restaurant. They cook all day, whatever, whatever, whatever. They're, I'm cooking. Now, they're doing that to get paid. So they're going halfy. That's fine. They're doing the job. But they don't pay them enough anyways in order for them to go all the way. Now, imagine if they have a dinner party at their house where they're cooking. Imagine the difference in effort that goes along. It's crazy. So it's all about finding what you're passionate about, finding what you care about, and basically just utilizing everything that you want out of life and your vision, and seeing the people around you and the people you care about. What's their vision? What do they want to do? Did they win? Because if they won, if someone around me wins, you best believe I'm going to celebrate more their wins than my wins. You better believe that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, so thank you for joining.
No problem.
Yeah,
we'll definitely.
Yeah, it was a pleasure having you. Well, I just remember we'll be back Wednesday at 9 p.m. for another interview. And then Saturday,
10 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah, 10 p.m. Eastern. And the Sons of Divide podcast, we're not sure. We're either going to have it on Saturday or Sunday. We'll let you guys know. Maybe we'll know by Wednesday. So.
All right. We'll talk again soon.
All right, perfect. I appreciate y'all.
Appreciate you. You guys, everyone, go check him out. And this is Ben Wolf Talk. This is TJ.
And I'm Wolf.
See you guys next time.
And he's Rockstar Life.
What were three eyes?